Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
saints and angels song.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You are listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be listening to the end of today's program for opportunities on how you can support this radio ministry. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life."
Good morning to my listening audience. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there listening. I hope you will start off your day by going to church and celebrate the Lord who made you a father. Are you saved? Do you love the Lord? Then you need to be in church today rejoicing with the saints in song and in God's holy word. Start off your week worshiping our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and He will go before you, blessing your path through the week. Church attendance is a duty we owe Him for all He has done for us. Today's message is on the rapture. The Lord warns us, "Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when He cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that He shall gird Himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them." The rapture is a fascinating study in Scripture. In today's church culture, there is growing opposition to the veracity of the rapture, especially the rapture that is to take place prior to the Great Tribulation, known as the pre-tribulation rapture, or shortened to the term pre-trib. The rapture is seen in many places throughout the Bible. Even the Old Testament, the rapture is seen in types or likenesses in historical biblical events. For example, Lot and his family were removed from Sodom before the fiery wrath of God fell upon that city. Also, Enoch was translated from the earth before the great deluge of Noah's day. Elijah was translated from the earth before the northern tribes of Israel were exiled from the land by the nation of Assyria. These events are pictures of the rapture in type or in likeness. The Bible makes it amply clear that when Jesus returns to the earth, it will be in two stages. First, he will come in the clouds to set up his judgment seat to determine who will and who will not rule and reign with him in the millennial kingdom here on this earth. Only those who hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," will serve him in the kingdom. Then these faithful servants will descend to the earth with Jesus to defeat the Antichrist and his armies in the Battle of Armageddon, at which time Jesus will set up his earthly kingdom. Therefore, the pre-trib rapture will occur when Jesus comes down to the clouds and calls up his children to his temporary throne in his pavilion in the clouds. You will find the use of this word pavilion in the Old Testament, and its location will be in the clouds. I would like to focus your attention to the seven raptures alluded to in the book of Revelation. But before I do that, let's read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 1 Corinthians chapter 15. These two passages are distinctly focused upon the rapture and helps us understand that the rapture is a resurrection of God's people. Resurrection is the greatest miracle of all miracles and defines the Christian religion more than anything else. No other religion can offer, nor does offer, this wonderful and glorious hope. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is living proof that Christianity is far superior to any other religion, and is the only true religion that brings about peace, happiness, and prosperity. All other religions are violent, fake, and man-constructed imitations that force their false dogma and ideologies upon others at the edge of a sword or the tip of a spear or at the end of a muzzle. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we read in verse 13, and many call this the rapture chapter, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Then we read in 1 Corinthians a very similar passage that is alluding to the rapture. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of the eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so that is a powerful passage talking about the glorification at the time of rapture, when we are taken out of the earth, either dead, laying in the grave, or if we are alive, we are lifted up from the earth and translated like Enoch or Elijah. The rapture in the New Testament is viewed in Scripture as a reaping or a type of harvest. It has three essential parts: the first fruits, the harvest, and the gleaning, as we see in the Scriptures. And we see this in Scripture often. The use of farming, agricultural analogies, associations for various things, where Jesus says that he is the vine and we are the branches, or that the Gentile churches is the wild olive branch grafted into the true olive tree, or that Israel represents the fig tree, or Jerusalem represents the fig tree. So we see these agricultural associations all throughout the Scriptures. So you have to think of the rapture as a harvest. And there's different parts of a harvest. There's the first fruits, the general harvest, and then the gleaning. The book of Revelation, also called the Apocalypse. The word revelation is translated from the Greek word apocalypse. Is the book of consummation. What does consummation mean? Completion, end times. It has seven divisions. There are seven churches mentioned in the book of Revelation. From Revelation chapter 2 to Revelation 3, we see the church of Ephesus all the way to the church of Laodicea. There are seven seals mentioned in Revelation chapter 6 and chapter 8. Number 3, seven trumpets. We see those in Revelation chapter 8 and chapter 9 and chapter 11. There are seven personages. Who are those persons? We learn about who the child is, who the woman is in chapter 12. We see the devil, Satan. He is represented, or that personages there are mentioned. We see in chapter 13, the Antichrist and the false prophet. There are seven vials that are mentioned in Revelation 15 and 16. Seven dooms are mentioned in Revelation 18 and 20. We see the great whore being destroyed and being cast down in Revelation 18. We see in chapter 19 that Jesus comes at the end of the tribulation period and destroys the army of Satan, the army of Antichrist, and the army of the false prophet, and they are cast into the lake of fire, and the devil is cast into the bottomless pit. We see the seven new things that are mentioned in Revelation 21 through 22. So there are seven divisions in the book of Revelation. But there are also seven raptures spoken of in the book of Revelation, though not all are distinct from one another. They either fall into one of the three categories mentioned above. Are they first fruits? Are they harvest? Or is it a gleaning? And so, number one, we see this rapture alluded to in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. In John's vision, right after the seven churches, at the end of the seven churches, we see verse 1 in chapter 4. It says, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. So again, the book of Revelation is divided into seven divisions, but there is also seven raptures spoken of in the book of Revelation. They're alluding to the rapture. And we see this in John's vision in chapter 4 of Revelation, verse 1, right at the end of the church age. So the church age ends at the rapture and then begins the tribulation period. The intense part of the tribulation, we understand from the book of Daniel, is 7 years long. But some prophecy teachers teach that there will be a period of time before the intense part of the tribulation will take place. Some believe that it could be up to 40 years. Revelation 4:1 reads, After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet. There's that trumpet sound, the voice of an archangel or the trump of God, talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Come up hither. That speaks of being raptured out of the earth. And so this is what they would call the post-2000-year church era or the Great Tribulation era. Then the second rapture that is alluded to in the book of Revelation can be found in chapter 7. The vision of the Gentile saints raptured in the midst of the Great Tribulation, standing before the throne of the Lamb of God. There are two great tribulations, the one during the church age, great in duration, and the other after the church age, great in intensity, but short in duration. So in Revelation 7:9 and verse 14, After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and psalms in their hands. These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. So these are raptured during the tribulation. And we see that in Revelation 7. Again, we could say this is a mid-trib rapture, but there is also a pre-trib rapture. And we see that alluded to in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. But here in Revelation 7, verse 9 and 14, we see a rapture of the tribulation saints standing before the throne of God. The third allusion to the rapture is found in Revelation chapter 11. The two witnesses, some believe they will be Moses and Elijah. I tend to agree with that since they appeared to Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. They will be witnessing for 3.5 years, and then they will be killed by the Antichrist, the beast, during the Great Tribulation period, and their bodies will not be buried, but will lay on the ground for 3.5 days, and then they will be raptured out, and the whole world will see them ascend up to heaven, up to the clouds. It says in Revelation 11:12, And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Then there is another rapture that's alluded to in the book of Revelation in chapter 12. This is a picture of the pre-tribulation raptured saints. The following vision must be meticulously untangled and dissected. And we see this in Revelation chapter 12. Very complicated. It took me a while to dissect this piece of passage, to fully interpret it and understand it, but Revelation 12 can be very confusing. And there's a word there that's very important, the word caught up, which describes the rapture as we see and read in 1 Thessalonians and 2 Corinthians. This expression is never associated with Jesus' bodily resurrection, but only when the saints are called up or caught up by our Lord to meet him after he has first descended to the clouds. So it says in verse 1, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne." So some people may think, well, this woman must be Mary, and the child must be Jesus. But you have to understand this is a prophecy. This book is a book of prophecies. We see Jesus, a picture, an appearance of Jesus in Revelation chapter 1, and this is his appearance after he has been glorified. And so the book of Revelation is a book of prophecies of events after he ascended up to heaven. And so that we have to look at this woman and child as not Mary and not Jesus. The Scofield version of the Bible, Scofield says the woman is Israel. I believe that for many years, but I do not hold that position to this day. The woman spoken of here is not Mary and is not the earthly Jerusalem and is not Israel. Two women are prominently identified in Revelation. Two women are prominently identified in Revelation, one being the great whore, the Vatican City, and the other being the holy city, Jerusalem, from above. In effect, the celestial city, the new Jerusalem, or the bride of Christ. And in Galatians, it tells us in chapter 4, verse 26, it tells us that this Jerusalem from above is the mother of us all. There are two Jerusalems in Scripture, an earthly Jerusalem referred to as Sodom and Egypt in Revelation 11, 8, and the heavenly Jerusalem. Both are always referenced in the feminine gender. So this man-child represents the faithful saints prior to the Great Tribulation, the church age saints, the overcomers as spelled out in chapters 2 and 3. The birthing pains represents the saints enduring hardness until they take their dying breath. And we see many references in the scriptures about enduring hardness until the end. Be a good soldier and endure hardness. We shall be saved if we endure until the end. And so there are many references about that salvation, that reference of striving, overcoming the obstacles in our walk here on this earth. Again, saints have to be distinguished from the rest of the body of Christ. They are faithful and fruitful to the end. The saints will rule and reign in the millennial kingdom with a rod of iron, like Jesus, who will rule with a rod of iron. We see Jesus is ruling with a rod of iron in Revelation 19, 15, but in Revelation 2, 26 and 27, it says, to the Lord Jesus is speaking to the church of Thyatira, and he says, "He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end. To him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And so the saints who rule and reign with Christ in the millennial reign, the thousand-year reign of Christ here on this earth, they will rule with a rod of iron just as Jesus will rule with a rod of iron. So these children, this child that's spoken of here in Revelation chapter 12 is the raptured saints. And that is a picture of the rapture, alludes to the rapture. The woman is the city of God that is still in the third heaven, the Jerusalem that is above, and the new Jerusalem, which we will see being descended to the earth, the new earth, in the end of the book of Revelation. The fifth reference to the rapture is of the 144,000 Jewish sealed servants of God, first revealed in chapter 7 of the book of Revelation. 12,000 Jewish men from the 12 tribes will be sealed, have the seal of God upon them. They will be witnesses on the earth. They will be virgins, but they will also be martyred during the great tribulation. And in chapter 14, we see them before the throne of God, and they are beheaded for their witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says in Revelation 14, 4 and 5, these are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. They are without fault before the throne of God.
You have been listening to Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel, formerly the Cambria Hotel, 13,500 Tegeler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and his coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. If you enjoy this programming and would like to send support, please mail to P.O. Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana 46247-0201. Your financial support is tremendously appreciated. Email Pastor Greg at gdzula@gmail.com. That's gdzula@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.